be well known of men. I may not ever be, I'm sure my name will not go down in history. There'll be no marble plaques to tell of my good deeds, nor any great parade I do.
Hebrews chapter number 1, and we're going to read in verse number 1. It tells us, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds, who being the brightness of His glory, and the expressed image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. Let's pray. Father, we thank You this morning for Your word and ask You to help us this morning. Father, for just a little time here that You put Your hand upon us and anoint us that we might be an able minister of the word of God today, and You help us, I pray, in everything that we say and do. And Father, we just pray that You'd open up our hearts and our ears to hear and receive the very word of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. I want to come this morning, just want to begin. My wife says that I've got two problems that I really need to work on. And amen. She says I don't listen to her and pay her enough attention. And the second thing is I can't remember. Amen. But you see, this morning I want to preach to you on when God speaks. When God speaks. Now, all kidding aside, as I get older, I find myself more and more straining to hear. I mean, I can tell there's some talking going on, some words being said, but depending on the frequency and all of the, you know, what kind of voice it is and how much other noise is around, I just don't hear it as good as I used to. I have to try to decipher and tune in. See, that's in the physical, because these old bodies, sometimes one of the things that gets worse as we get older is our hearing. And, you know, when I worked in Geneva once a year, we had to take a hearing test. You sat down in that little room in that little booth and they close the door and they put them earphones on you and they tell you, when you hear that beep, you mash the button. Some fellas still sitting there. Because they ain't hearing no beeping. But it was going off. And amen, a lot of folks is not hearing God speak this morning. But amen, but He's still speaking. Amen, He's still speaking. God's not silent, and He still speaks. And our text verse tells us here that God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. I mean, He went in old times, in the Old Testament. I mean, He spoke the word by the prophets, and they came and they spoke the word of God. Sometimes the word was heard and it was heeded, and sometimes it was not. But it was still the word of God. But it says that in these last days, and that is the days, amen, that we live in today, in these last days He has spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom He made the worlds. In these last days He's spoken unto us by His Son, Jesus. Amen. And Jesus, it says, He gives us who Jesus was, who being the brightness of His glory and the expressed image of His person. Verse 3 lets us know that, amen, Jesus was God in the flesh. He came the expressed image of His person. And He came into this world and He began to speak. We read in the book of John chapter number 1. In John chapter number 1, and we'll just begin in verse number 1. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And then we skip down in verse number 14, and it tells us this, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus came into this world. Amen. The Bible tells us that He came because God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And this here in John's Gospel chapter number 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And verse 14 tells us about that Word, that it was made flesh. What do we use words for? If I came up here this morning and I wanted to convey a message to you and I didn't have words, I mean, what would we do? Because see, we use them to communicate. It's how we express ourselves. Even if we have to write them down, we use words to communicate. And amen. And Jesus came. He was God's communication to this world. He had spake before by the prophets. But amen, here in these last days, He sent Jesus into the world. Amen, to speak to us. And what? Those that were there, they saw Him as He walked this earth. They saw Him when He stopped the funeral procession on the street and He spoke. Amen, and the young man come back to life. Amen. They were there when the woman caught in the very act of adultery, that Jesus, amen, forgave her of her sins, amen, and said, "You that's without sin, cast the first stone." They listened and they heard the parables about the sower and about the lost sheep and about the prodigal son. They heard all these things. Those that were sent to arrest Jesus on one occasion came back and said of Him, "Never a man spake like this man speaks." He's different. It's the Word of God. He's spoken to us, amen, by His Son. And here in the text verse that we read in John chapter 1 in verse number 14, it says in the last part, talking about Jesus, that He was full of grace and truth. Grace and truth. And amen, this is God's Word to us. God's speaking, amen, by Jesus. Jesus told His disciples, "If you have known Me, then you have known the Father." You can't know one without knowing the other. Amen. He spoke unto us. And God still speaks today. He's still calling today. The gospel message is still going out today. The voice of God, He calls. But not many, it seems, listens. Not many hears. Some of you here are still old enough to remember E.F. Hutton. A few of you. You'll see that commercial when E.F. Hutton speaks. And boy, everybody stopped. And they listened. And amen, it used to be a time, amen, when God spake, amen, folks gave greater heed than what they do today. But God has not stop speaking, but He still speaks. The voice that speaks, it is God that He speaks. And secondly, amen, we think about, well, if God's speaking, how is He speaking? How is He speaking? In the book of Job, I want to read a verse there in Job chapter number 33. Job chapter number 33 and verse number 14. It tells us, "For God speaketh once, yea twice, yet man perceiveth it not." See, that kind of goes back to what I said about what my wife said about me. The speaking is going out, but man is not perceiving it. But see, God didn't just speak once, but He said here in the verse that God speaks once, yet He speaks twice. Why did He have to speak again? Amen, because we didn't get it the first time. Amen, I'm glad God will speak again. I'm glad God will speak again. Amen, He spoke. And how does God speak? Amen, the first thing that God does, we find in the Word of God, it tells us in 2 Timothy chapter number 3. 2 Timothy chapter number 3 about the Word of God. 2 Timothy chapter number 3 and verse number 16 says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." Amen. God speaks through Scripture. When we turn, this is the living Word of God. It is the book that is unlike any other book because, I mean, it is God-breathed. It's God's Word. And it goes forth to accomplish, amen, that which pleases God. Amen, that Word goes out and it touches hearts. The Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. It does something to us when we read the very words of God. It makes a difference. The Word of God, He speaks to us. Amen. We can find what God's saying when we get into the very Word of God and we begin to read and study Scripture, we can hear the voice of God as He speaks to us, because He still speaks today through the written Word of God. He speaks to us through Scripture, but not only through Scripture. Let's turn to the book of Psalms, in Psalms chapter number 19. Psalms chapter 19, and He tells us that He speaks to us through creation itself. In Psalms 19, in verse number 1, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath He set a tabernacle for the sun." The creation, God speaks to us through creation every morning, every evening. Amen. Some folks like to get up and watch the sunrise. Some folks like to go down and get a certain place. They got a favorite place that they like to sit and watch the sun go down. Watch the sunset. Some like to look and see the heavens and the starry skies at night. Amen. And what does it do? It's God's handiwork. Day unto day, He said, utter His speech. Amen. His mercies are new and fresh every morning. Some folks tell us the creation, this world that we live in, with all of its intricate design and workings and everything that makes it work, it was just an accident. I mean, I guess they believe you could put all the pieces to a watch in a box and shake it around long enough, it had a right time when He opened up that box. I mean, that's kind of the equal what they say about this earth. No, that's not how it got here. It got here because God said, "Let there be," and it was. And it still speaks today. If we hear creation, the old world and all that's going wrong, but guess what? The sun still comes up, and the moon at night, and the stars, and it'll continue. Amen. As long as the world continues, as long as God, amen, says rise, it'll rise. And God speaks to us through creation, but He also speaks to us in the book of John. It tells us in John chapter number 16. John chapter number 16, it tells us that He speaks to us through the Holy Spirit. In John 16, in verse number 13, "Howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth, for He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come." See, we have not only the Word of God, but the Spirit of God. The Bible says if we have not the Spirit of Christ, that we're none of His. And we have that Spirit that speaks to us, that helps us to learn from the Word of God. He teaches us. The Spirit draws us and speaks words to our heart to confirm to us the very Word of God. The Spirit of God will never tell us anything that's contrary to the Word of God. Amen. Never. But He speaks to us through the Spirit. But amen, in the book of Acts chapter number 9, Acts chapter number 9 and verse number 10, it says, "And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth." And of course, if you read on there, Ananias got word to go down there to inquire about one Saul. He knew who Saul was. He knew who Saul was. He knew what Saul had been doing, but God spoke to him and He said, "You go down and inquire after Saul, and you, amen, you pray for him." You see, God speaks to us through other people. God uses other people along the journey, amen, to speak to us, sometimes to confirm something for us, amen, just out of the blue. And then God uses people. Sometimes we just watch people in their lives, and amen, God speaks to teach us some things, to show us some things. Amen. Sometimes we may be even keeping an eye, and some folks may be watching us that we don't even know. But amen, they're watching to see, amen, which direction, because, amen, they've got confidence and trust in us following God. What a responsibility that is. But God uses people. God uses us to help others, to speak to others. The Bible tells us about being comforted. Amen. That we, those of us that have been comforted in any situation, to comfort one another with a comfort wherewith we ourselves have been comforted. God uses people to speak to other people and to help. God, He communicates. Amen. Ain't that good? He uses somebody like me. Listen, I done a wedding a long time ago. Well, he was in Pensacola, and it was kind of funny because I got up there and went to rehearsal. You know what? The question that was asked, because somebody, they didn't have a clue who I was, and they asked the bride when the rehearsal was over, and she told me, they come and they said, "Where in the world did you find that country preacher?" Because you know why? Because God uses folks even like me and you, amen, to share the gospel and to help other folks to communicate the good news of the gospel of Christ. God uses people. Listen, I tell you, when I was in school, I didn't want to get up and give no book report. Boy, I hated them things. Get up in front of somebody, and first off, I hated reading. Now it's what I do. Read. But God uses people. God uses you. And there's some folks that God has used to help you. God speaks to us through other individuals, other brothers and sisters. But listen what it says in the book of Romans. In Romans chapter number 8, and what the Word of God tells us, and it's a verse that we've all no doubt heard many times before, but it tells us in Romans chapter 8 and verse number 28, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose." Can I tell you this morning that God uses circumstances? That God uses circumstances to speak to us. He does. He uses circumstances. And sometimes the circumstances, many times the circumstances, are bad circumstances. Bad from the standpoint of it gets us maybe between a rock and a hard place. The prodigal son, he didn't listen until he got into the hog pen. There's something about getting in the hog pen that helps with our hearing. Circumstances. Circumstances in life. Things happening, and the Bible says that all things work. It don't say that everything that happens is good. It said, but everything. See, God's big enough, God's good enough, that all things work together for good. Amen. And so it's been in my experience in life that God has brought me down and used circumstances to speak to me. Amen. The psalmist even proclaimed that it was good for him that he had been afflicted. Job, boy, he wondered why, oh why, he had to suffer and go through the things that he went through. And see, the Bible said of Job from the very beginning, it said he was an upright man. Amen. Perfect. Amen. He was a man of God from the beginning. But in the end, Job said, amen, and I'm paraphrasing, but he said, "I can see a lot more clearly now than I could then. I can hear and I can see a lot better because of the circumstances and the things that God brought him through. God was speaking all the way. And amen, Job went through it. And amen, it took him a while. But amen, he got to where he could hear and he could see. And I'm here to tell you this morning that God has brought us through some things in our own lives that amen, we wouldn't go back and we wouldn't want to have to go through them again. But we're thankful that God brought us through and that God didn't leave us alone, but He spoke to us and He taught us and He helped us and He showed us some things about Himself, some things about us, and He spoke. He spoke. And so He speaks through circumstances. You see, well, we all got one of these, ain't we? I mean, we lay that thing down and we get more than 20 feet away. We said, "Where's my phone?" I mean, we got, need to find that phone. Well, God ain't going to send you no text message. He's not. But He has been known to speak through some burning bushes. He's even used a donkey on occasion. But God will still speak. God still speaks to us. And when He speaks, we mentioned it while ago, but the book of Genesis, I want to read to you in Genesis chapter number 1. It tells us right here in chapter number 1 and verse 1, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." And verse number 2 says, "And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, Let there be light. And there was light." If you don't believe that, then you don't believe the Bible. If you believe that, then there's nothing in the Bible that you cannot believe. Because in the beginning, when the world was without form and was darkness, amen, God spake and He said, "Let there be light." And what happened? There was light. Why? Because God spoke. No other reason. But God spoke. God spoke and both things begin to take shape, and all through creation God spake, and this creation was made out of things that do not exist because God spoke, and amen, it was. And amen, the Bible tells us about God that amen, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's not changed. He's still God. His power's not limited. And amen, if He spoke in the beginning and there was light, then amen, the darkness that's happening to you and to me even now, the things that may be going on in our hearts and our lives today, and we wonder how in the world, amen, we can still call to God and God can still speak. God can still help. Situations are many of them are dire situations. Folks calling for prayer, we pray. Things in our own lives, amen, we pray. Why? Because with all of my heart, amen, I believe that God can. That God, listen, I can talk to somebody until I'm out of breath. And my wife said that'd be a while. And it won't change the thing. But amen, all that need be happen is for God to speak and God to whisper. Amen. The Bible don't tell us about Paul when he was still Saul. Amen. We do know that, amen, he heard some word. Amen. He heard Stephen. He heard the words of Stephen, but he kept right on going. But amen, when he was on the road to Damascus, amen, his testimony was, "I met a man and God spake." And listen, I'm going to tell you what about his life. It was never the same. And if we'll listen and heed the Word of God, our lives can be changed, never to be the same again. Samuel is just a boy. As he lay there and he thought Eli called him, and he got up and he went, and Eli said, I didn't come. Three times, and amen, Eli perceived what was going on, and Eli told him what to say. And that next time it said in 1 Samuel 3:10, he said, speak, for thy servant heareth. And amen, God spoke. What a word for us, that if God would just speak. Because He spake in creation, He spake, and Lazarus came forth from the grave. He called his name. You know what I'm thankful of? I'm thankful one day when I was in the grave of this old world that, amen, God called my name. And He called like with Saul of Tarsus. He changed him from Saul to Paul. It made a change in his life when God spake. And still today in 2025, it still matters when God speaks. As they come this morning with a song of invitation, I want to close with this. God is still speaking. He still speaks. So if you believe that God is still speaking, then the question becomes, are we listening? If God's still speaking, are you listening? My wife sometimes says, did you hear a word I said? Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But far more important this morning is I wonder how many times God wonders, are they going to hear? Do they hear my word? Isaiah said, who hath believed our report? They heard it, but they didn't listen. God's still speaking this morning as we stand. My question is, how are we responding to the voice of God as He speaks to us? Amen. Because God this morning is still able to speak peace to our hearts. And amen, forgiveness into our lives. Amen, if we'll just listen. As we sing, if you have a prayer need this morning, amen, you come and we'll pray.